You are now listening to part two of the February 1st, 2007 Jimmy Doan podcast.
Yeah, we're back with the Jimmy Doan show.
Back part two. This is
part
good.
Two,
okay.
February 1st,
that's right.
Double
now, there. The next thing, is there anything in particular you wanted to leap ahead on?
Well, you were just talking about Charlie Crist, and I wanted to talk about his quote-unquote anti-murder law.
I lost a stereo channel.
Right,
you did?
Well, Charlie Crist here, the new governor of Florida. Recently voted in.
And
Republican.
Now, there in the papers, you read about what he's touting, and they're calling it an anti-murder law. And that is like the biggest misnomer.
Wait a minute. They want to outlaw murder?
I know. And, it's hard to believe they haven't done that yet. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. But they have.
They have. It's been illegal for thousands of years. And what's happening is this. He wants to initiate a law where the following things happen. If you get charged and convicted of a quote-unquote violent felony, which is going to include a relatively short list of crimes, and then as part of your sentence, you're placed on probation, then what his law will do is, if you violate that probation for whatever reason, instead of the judge having the discretion to reinstate your probation, he wants to up the requirement of the findings of the judge. That is to say, he wants the judge to have to make additional findings.
A mandatory thing.
Right. That you are not a danger to the community. Basically, make it more difficult for them to reinstate your probation and taking more discretion out of the judge's hands. And they already make a determination of whether or not you're going to be a harm to the community whenever they let you out. That's one of the two things that they determine.
Well, you know, let me tell you something. I asked you about this along this exact same line. The big deal here locally, our new sheriff is a girl, Sadie Darnell, and she's screaming for more money. The county budget, about, I don't know whether it's a third of it or something, is for the sheriff's office, and the sheriff has always asked for more money. She wants more jail cells. She wants a big new building program because the jails are overcrowded. And I'm wondering, my question is, if you offer a fellow bail, what you're saying is you can go,
right?
You know, just give me the money and
right,
you can get out of here.
Right.
And my question is, if you're willing to let the guy go anyway, just for exchange of money, why don't they do more RORs? And that would free up the jail cells.
Right. And in fact, that's what happens whenever they get in a situation
RORs,
like this.
What, release on recognizance?
Right. Yeah. Release on recognizance without money to hold the bail.
And released with reconnaissance.
Well, again, yeah.
Released for reconnaissance. And but that's exactly what happens. What does happen, and I've been over this jail, and it's always overcrowded. And they got people sleeping in little boats that they've got tucked up in there. People sleeping all over the place. And when it gets really crowded like that, what happens is the judges start releasing more people on their own recognizance, and they come back for court. It generally doesn't present any kind of problem at all.
I was going to say, you know, it seems to me pretty obvious on its face what kind of people are, quote, a threat, and what kind of people aren't. And, of course, if they don't come back, what's the cost? I mean, what does it cost to keep the guy versus what does it cost to go find him again?
Well, right. It's not a big cost difference. The real cost is whether or not the person does some other crime.
Right. I understand that. I would guess that a lot of these things you could pretty much tell just by looking at it. I mean, really. And they do. You'd no reason to hold them. I mean,
and most of the people in the jail over there are local people who've lived here their entire lives.
The thing that brings up this, of course, is for some of these people, $1,000, which they have to pony up $100
right,
to the bail bondsman. I mean, that breaks them.
Right, and they don't do it, and they end up sitting in jail for months at a time.
Exactly. I mean, this to me is so outrageous, and the solution from Sadie is build more jail cells.
Right, bad solution, unfortunately.
Essentially cheap hotel rooms.
Well, they ain't that cheap.
Yeah, they're not that cheap. And also,
cheap for them.
No, except that's in the, who, and of course, what they do is they learn how to be a criminal there. I mean, if you're in there for a month, believe me, you're gonna find at some point in time to associate with somebody who is.
Well, you make connections and you do learn some tricks of the trades and stuff like that.
It's outrageous. I mean, it seems to me, especially if it's a.
Sometimes you're changing alternate lifestyles.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, that's the other thing. I mean, you know, you walk out of there with a goddamn incurable disease, a death sentence. Hello.
Yeah, it's rare. It does happen. We had a case like that in our jail not too long ago.
Yeah, that's a laughing matter, all right, yeah.
But you're right. The fact is that in our Constitution, you're entitled to a reasonable bail.
But I'm saying my point is that once you have said you can leave if you give me the money, what you're saying is you're not a threat to the community. In other words, if that's all, that's the only thing separating.
The other half of the determination is whether or not the person is a flight risk.
Right, I understand that. But if you can get past that...
Then they're totally not a risk to the community.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. They're certainly not a risk if they're... I mean, certainly not a risk to the community if they take off. That's number one.
But
now, I understand.
But maybe our friends up in Norway might be a risk.
Not my problem.
Right.
I mean, seriously, not my problem. The deal is that, I mean, it really... I can understand why, when you look at the crowded court dockets and so forth, so say the guy doesn't show up. Okay, you move on to the next case. I mean, they're always crowded.
They issue a warrant for his arrest, goes to all the sheriffs.
Yeah,
and they pick him up in no time, really.
Exactly. I don't see why they don't release automatically more people, ROR. I mean, smoking a joint, even a DUI, a DUI. So you sober the guy.
Well, they do a lot. A lot of the first-time offenders get released pretty quickly. You can get out pretty easy your first couple times.
Okay.
On bond or no bond or ROR. And it happens. Well, the only reason they're not doing it more is just out of habit. They started with
this
doing it one
day.
This
is my point, is that this is, and you've brought up a valid point. A lot of this stuff is a habit. And the habits, once you have a habit that's, on the Richter scale of 5, it's easily enough to move up to the...
Hey, it's 1-866-695-JIMMY. 866-695-JIMMY.
All right, the Jimmy Dolan Show's back after that wild phone call from one of our friends.
That's right.
866-695-JIMMY. In case you want to call us up on the phone.
It's 666-666-666. Sign of the devil. Sign of the devil. That's good. Okay, that's great.
That's a dovetailing back into a phone.
Yeah, that's my point, is that when you have a habit of this kind of thing, how do you break a habit like that? I mean, you need to get a judge.
They just get over it. They got to get over it.
Okay. Well, they won't. This is
now, of course, this anti-murder law, you know where it's going to keep all these people?
Where?
County jail. It doesn't increase their going to prison. It increases their stay in county jail
before
they get released on probation. So if you think there's a problem now with overcrowding, if he passes this law, it's going to increase the overcrowding by 6 to 10% right off the top.
I forget off the top of my head were the two things that I was looking here for the paper, and for some reason I've lost it. The two things that Charlie has done.
I know the reason you've lost it. Jimmy looks like a tiny hamster sitting in a huge bunch of paper.
Of shredded paper. Where's the wheel? All you need is a wheel and a little drip drinker, and he would be a hamster. That's right. That's right. Throw some pellets in there.
A dripper short of a hamster kid.
That's right.
I just love it when Jimmy always teases us with the amazing and astounding information that he doesn't have. That he forgot about or he can't find. But I want to tell you, it's amazing.
At least his memory's still, he's got at least one dim chip in there.
Well, the other thing that Chris wanted to do, I can tell you, was eliminate the sales tax or double the sales tax.
Not the sales tax. He wanted, of course, he's a big education guy. Again, it's the same kind of thing. He wants to cut property taxes. That's what it was.
Cut property taxes. Raise sales.
No, they're not going to raise the sales tax. What they wanted to do was add... I think for the endangered lands or something like that, they wanted to add some more money onto the stamp fees that you pay when you transfer property. That's one thing they wanted to do. But the main thing is he wants to have a state level. Property taxes are collected county by county. Each county sets their own millage for the property taxes, and the property taxes are supposed to pay for the schools. Here in Alachua County, it's about a third. Two-thirds of the money comes from either the state or the federal, most of it coming from, quote, the state, from Tallahassee, which means that we're beholden to what they have to say. Some counties, it's almost their property taxes, like 90% local, pay for the schools. I'm not sure that gives them any more autonomy. But what he wants to do is to have a way that the state sets a limit on what you can pay in property taxes, and it isn't going to work. It's a joke. And then he wants to double the homestead exemption, which, of course, as we've mentioned before, the homestead exemption was originally passed I think it was like $5,000 or $10,000.
Now it's 25.
Now it's 25,000. He wants to double it to 50, but it was originally because this was a desolate, mosquito-ridden state. Mosquito Coast was a paradise compared to this state when the homestead exemption. Nobody lived in this state for
the
8 months out of here.
Nightmare of Florida.
No, it really was. Unbelievable. I mean, there was, you know,
alligators everywhere.
That is exactly right. Mosquitoes. And it was to bribe people to come here. No income tax, no inheritance tax, and a homestead exemption. Come down to Florida and live here for free. And it was a 3% sales tax, and that's all you had. Of course, now that this is one of those things where a benefit is morphed into an entitlement. And in fact, the entitlement's going to go up. And so that's the way he's hopefully going to hold down, quote unquote, hold down property taxes in the counties. The counties, of course, are screaming because, gosh, if the property taxes don't get collected, woe is us. What are we going to do? Well, of course, Charlie's, I can tell you right now what the answer is. More power concentrates in Tallahassee and more money comes funnels through Tallahassee before it comes back to the counties. And you're even more beholden. It's a dependency thing. Even you're more beholden to Tallahassee. It's the same kind of thing the Democrats want to do in Washington. The first thing you do is you make somebody dependent on you with a benefit. It morphs it into an entitlement and you can't get out of the loop. And then the totalitarian comes locked down. Send money to Jimmy Doan so we can get the hell out of here. I told you before.
Join the donation.
It's donation. That's right. That's you can all be called donuts. We got a new logo.
Become a donut today.
That's right. And the new logo, but we'll be down in Rotan or
donut.
That's right. Or someplace down there on our plantation, and you're all welcome to come.
All right, well, let's keep going. I got tons of things.
Okay, let's move. Okay, did you want to talk about the Boston thing?
Oh, yeah. Let's go ahead and get into that.
Let's get ahead of the Boston.
So for those who know anybody, there was a lockdown in Boston.
Just damn near. Well, they were pissed.
It was yesterday. I believe they, you know. The first thing
was, of course, that they found what looked like bombs all over Boston.
It was so cool, man. There were magnetic light boxes that these people went on 10 different cities.
Right.
And Boston wasn't the only one, but that was the one that they fired it up on.
And they've been there for a while.
They've been there for 3 or 4 months.
3 weeks.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
They've been there for 3 weeks.
People just started
to notice. I didn't see it, man.
And in this post 9/11, it looked
like
a bomb.
It was a promotion for Aqua Teen Hunger Force, which is on the Cartoon Network.
Adult Swim, right.
Yeah, Adult Swim.
Which is a network.
Well, they have a full-length movie coming out, I think, at the end of this month.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So this was promotion.
Promotion. What it was is, as you would drive by at night, it would like give you the finger or something. One of these.
There's like two little animated characters that show up on their show.
Okay.
And they would give you the finger.
So it's been there. They've been there for a couple of 3 weeks. So finally, somebody said, "Whoa, hello! It looks like a bomb." It's a bomb. And of course, they called out the bomb squad, the police, and everything
they
like that.
They spent nearly, I think, $750,000 on bomb squads and police in the one day.
Right.
Closed down Boston. People went home. Schools closed.
Right. Lockdown. The whole deal. Martial law. Right. Whatever. The whole deal.
And apparently two bong hit taken pot smoking hippies.
You think? Well, at least one of them.
Well, yeah, at least
I saw
one
the
of
picture.
Well,
whoa.
The other one had
this
just
guy made. Who was the guy from Jamaica?
So it was two hippies.
I hope your dick's bigger than this, man.
That's right. So it was two hippies that put these signs out.
Well, it was a promotion for Turner.
Right.
Who owns, I guess, owns Channel. Cartoon Channel, yeah.
But these guys were the ones that did it in the Boston area.
I don't know if
they were the operatives for the Boston region.
Okay. Anyway, the point is that they have now been arrested.
Oh, they're going to jail.
Well, I mean, I'm asking our counselor.
So these this
hit
was,
the lockup music.
Yeah. They're going.
Yeah, $2,500 bond though. That's nothing.
That is amazing to me.
Does that tell you how serious it is?
It does.
It ain't serious. They said.
Well, that's right. According to the judge, if that's all they get, then they couldn't have been charged with too serious of an offense.
Right.
For example, I mean, really, honestly, I would not be surprised if initially, at least, these guys were classified as enemy combatants and shipped out to Gitmo or someplace. I'm not kidding. Literally, it's that type of thing where...
They're college students or something. How old are they?
They're just kids. They're kids. They're
27 and 28.
Okay, so they're not total kids.
And the only thing I can think of is that the authorities, the prosecutors, must already know that there is no question that this was just an entire prank, an entire hoax.
Well, and you think about it. They've been there for 3 weeks, and it's 10 cities, and nobody else complained. Right. I mean, it's not like it was... It wasn't like they were hidden.
No. The device has been in place, but... I don't think they were fired up in the other locations, were they?
I don't know, but
it's
the,
not clear, but still.
Okay, but I love what the attorney for them said. He says if somebody had left a VCR on the ground, It would have been a device with wires, electronic components, and a power source.
Well, because they originally said that these were bomb-like devices.
Well, they said...
And you could argue anything's bomb-like.
That's what their attorney is saying. Right. Says you leave anything out there, it looks like a bomb. Let me tell you something. Not only that. If you leave a gym bag out there, a gym bag, believe me.
Look, I've defended people when there was no object.
You're kidding.
No. I mean, the guy made a call to the state. And all he said was he was trying to get somebody prosecuted, his ex-wife.
Uh-huh.
And they were saying, we're not going to prosecute. And he's saying, my ex-wife absconded with my child. She kidnapped my child, blah, blah, blah. I need you to prosecute. And he's calling the governor's office because the prosecutors wouldn't listen to him anymore.
Right.
Because he had rang their phone off the hook already. So he's talking to the governor's office, and he said, I can't believe you won't do anything. If I were to blow up the Capitol, you'd certainly arrest my butt. At which point they said, hold on.
Yeah, hold on. Excuse me, just one moment,
and
please.
And he spent the next 2 years in county jail before I got the whole thing sorted out.
Oh, my God.
And there was no device. There was nothing. And so, to me, the fact that these guys have only got a $2,500 bond is
so $2,500.
That's reassuring.
Yeah, that is reassuring. Well, what I'd love is this. Of course, the Boston officials were livid, it says, when the devices were discovered. And probably one of the reasons they were livid is they've been there for 3 weeks and they hadn't found them. But the other thing, it's outrageous. Now, here's where the lockdown part comes. Here is the lockdown. Here is the whole philosophy, the raison d'etre behind this. It's outrageous. Quote, it's outrageous in a post-9/11 world that a company would use this type of marketing scheme, Mayor Thomas Menino said Wednesday. I am prepared to take any and all legal action against Turner Broadcasting and its affiliates for any and all expenses incurred during response to today's incidents. Well, I mean, this is, to me, again, it's everything gets hung on 9/11, and they are going to do, I mean, if...
It's not the world, it's the post-9/11 world.
That's right, it's the post-9/11 world. And let me tell you something, I got a newsflash for you.
Since it's always going to be post-9/11.
Exactly. Until they reverse the temporal flow, it's going to be post-9/11.
Till the flux capacitor.
That's right.
Comes a full.
That's right.
Flux capacitor.
That's right. Or the Nova occurs if 393 million miles away.
That's true. Well, yeah, we could know. It could Nova.
Authorities vowed to hold Turner accountable for what Menino said was corporate greed. We bring out the corporate greed.
Yeah.
That led to at least $750,000, $750,000 in police costs. And anyway, but as soon as they found out about it, they apologized. They said they told them where everything was in the all 10 cities, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there was no intent here.
Right.
There was no intent.
Yeah, but see, they could get them on sort of an intent to scare, you know, this idea of inciting a riot. I'm telling you, there's 47 different federal charges that go along with this.
You know what, of course, it would bring back the mind, of course, is when what's his name, Orson Welles, did the radio program. And, of course, he announced ahead of time that this was fiction, but people tuned in after he made the announcement. Right. And, I mean, it was panic.
Suckers!
I mean, this is fun stuff. It's fun.
You can't have
any fun.
Let me tell you.
In the donation, you will be able to have fun.
You will be able to.
I'm telling you, it's going to be fun. Fun is going to be our minute.
Bring your weapons, drugs, hookers, whatever you want.
Let me tell you,
I was going to pull a prank last April Fool's or a couple April Fool's back. And I was going to hang masks on the signs of all of my coworkers' doors with a letter that said,
You are marked for death.
No, it was going to say we're investigating the building for asbestos and please wear this mask, blah, blah, blah. It was April Fool's Day.
Right.
And I was going to see all of my coworkers and get pictures of them wearing these masks and everything. And I was going to even create a little website for them to go to with the...
Are you going to tell them to put a bag over their phone because you're cleaning out the line?
Exactly. Exactly.
Take a picture of that with their mask on, with their bag over their phone.
Then I remembered that I worked at a government office in the post-9/11 post-anthrax letter sending...
With government people there?
World. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then
they're all lawyers, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And even though they would defend me, I realized, you know, I'm just not going to push this.
And they'll be, you know, that's what takes the fun out. And that's the same kind of thing.
Why live?
Well, it's the same kind of thing with the office politics these days and the harassment business.
You can't go up and give your favorite secretary a nipple tweak, you know. And
not anymore.
No. They'll shut you down for that, man.
Yeah, they will. It's amazing. You know, that unzipping and waving, it doesn't go anymore.
Sticking berries,
and she can't give you that blow job you keep asking for you to get.
It's
damn secretary.
Edit. Oh my God.
Post 9/11.
That's right.
Post Jack.
Well, I think these guys will get charged with something fairly serious, and they may end up doing a little time.
All right. Well, my final prediction on the matter, by the way, is I don't know if you see the boy on the line, online.
Go the check pictures.
Out. The pictures.
One looks like Steve Jobs, early Steve Jobs. Looks like a clean cut fellow. The other one
looks like Bob Marley.
Bob Marley.
He's got dreadlocks. So my prediction is that those dreadlocks, this is the last week of him with the dreadlocks.
Okay? You believe that?
Yeah. Took him 15 years to grow him. It's going to take him 15 minutes
to get rid of him. That's right.
Discussion with his lawyer before they're gone,
right.
And
that's
he will
right.
be in a suit
a
next time.
Tie suit. Right. That's right. American flag
that's
on
right.
the tie.
American flag.
You can bet on that, buddy.
His
that's
eyes
it.
Won't be red, and he won't be smiling.
That's right.
His eyes won't be red.
I thought I had it. It's not the right one. We'll worry about it later.
Sorry about it later. Okay.
What else?
So anyway, that's okay. What's next? The copyright laws. I got that. Maryland pushes, and I want to talk a little bit about. Now you want to talk a little bit about the State of the Union, right? What I had on that was Bush's health proposal, which is just a joke.
All right, let's get into this. State of the Union.
What did you want to have to say about
it? How long a talk was it the other night?
He spent about 80 minutes or so.
Now, half of that was applause, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I think the actual talk itself was scheduled to be 45 minutes.
Okay, well, the programming was an hour and a half.
Okay.
But that included the Democratic rebuttal.
Okay, so that's right.
I'm just going to run through it real quick here. First, he talked about the goal of a balanced budget. Cue laughter. we can restrain our own spending. Cue more laughter.
That's right.
Earmarks in half by end of session. Okay. Cue hysterics. Okay.
Laura, are you making notes here for the editing room here?
Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Those are the things that are on the table.
Yeah.
First time ever.
Right. Third rail, right. Okay.
He talked about the necessity for public schools.
For those of you who are regular listeners to Jimmy Don Show, we call those government-run state schools.
Right. He talks about he wanted to increase the right for them to choose someplace better for them to send their kids.
Yeah.
How about a free market?
Yeah, there you go, exactly.
All right, let's see. Then he went into health care. It's our obligation, he said, to take care of the elderly, the disabled, and the poor children.
Yes.
Why not just the poor, everybody? Why, you know, if you're disabled and elderly, but you're rich as hell, I don't think it's the government's obligation to take care of you.
F them.
F them. Take care of yourself.
You fail them?
I was trying to keep it family friendly.
Let's see. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah, he wanted to level the playing field of healthcare.
It's FF Jack Rhodes show.
Fair.
And he said that changing the tax code is a necessity to do this.
Oh, you got to change it.
You got to change it. Okay, red alert here. Hit the red alert. If we have a red alert thing, now is the time.
I do have a red alert.
There we go.
Yeah.
I got a couple more different ones, too.
China syndrome.
Yeah, let me tell you something. What he said in this healthcare thing was that for the states that are going to force compliance, like Arnold is trying to do in California,
right?
He's going to provide federal funds. In other words, if the states think that they're going to get in socialized medicine, the feds are going to jump in there and preempt them.
Or else at least help them along. Yeah, that's why. Of course, that's what we talked a little bit about Maryland. That's the thing they want to do. They couldn't get Walmart. You know, they tried to get Walmart to provide health care for their employees by saying any company that has more than 86,212 employees, and it turns out that Walmart was the only one that qualified, you know, must provide, you know, the health care. And the courts threw that out. So now Maryland, of course, has come back and said, we're going to insure everybody. Let me just tell you, rule number three, Jimmy Doan, rule number three, insurance is not healthcare.
Now, what do you mean when you say that exactly? You've said that several times.
Insurance. You can have all the insurance in the world, but if the company's not there to pay off, if the doctors aren't there to operate on you, you don't have healthcare. The care is when the guy actually has a mask on and is in a green outfit all over, and he's got the special eye goggles, and he's operating on you. Okay,
that guy, the guy, hi everybody,
hi everybody, Dr. Nick. That's right. When you're actually there, and you have some probe in your body that is cutting something up and replacing something else, that's health care. The actual drugs, that's the health care.
But if the insurance companies are there and they got all the money and everything and they can pay the doctors, then isn't that about the same thing?
Not quite. Because they don't. They won't. The simple fact is there isn't that much money in the world. The simple fact is, and that's why I was looking at both the Bush health care and the Maryland expansive medical coverage, looking at both those, and I read Precy of the proposals. And I'm telling you, Swiss cheese looks like a brick wall compared to how many holes this stuff has. I mean, seriously, this is absolutely, no. I mean, there is no way it's going to happen. The simple fact is they are guaranteeing something they cannot provide. It is just that simple. They think they can wave their magic wand and say, here's your health care. And people are buying it. And I don't mean literally. I mean, they are buying the concept. And what's going to happen, quite simply, is that healthcare for everybody is healthcare for nobody. And they're muddying the waters by saying, you're insured now. Now you're insured. Take this card and go to the hospital. Now let me tell you what's going to happen, or what is happening already. You go to the hospital with your card and you wait in line. It happens in every single place where you have socialized medicine. It's what happens in Great Britain, in the UK, and it happens in Canada. You go in there and you say, my kidney, my dialysis is lasting 28 minutes now after I finish the four-hour thing. I need a new kidney tomorrow morning. They say, go to this line that goes all the way around the corner and stretches into the next county or the next province. That's the line you get in.
Into the cemetery.
Into the cemetery. That's right. That's right. That's where this line is.
You get in this line, and by the time you get to the end, you'll be buried.
Well, the beauty of it is, the beauty of something like that is there's a normal attrition rate.
Right.
And that is to say that they know that if there's 1,000 people waiting, they know there's 500 of them they're not going to have to operate on.
Right.
Because they're going to be dead.
But that's called resource management.
I understand that. And, of course, that brings up another point that we'll talk about one of these days, and that has to do with the sale, which is an unbelievably bad thing, and that is that people can't sell their organs.
Right.
And that is an outrage.
Well, the red alert is because if we can believe what George Bush says. Yeah, if that's true, then what that means is the Republicans are on board for socializing health care, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, I believe that part.
Okay.
I mean, the simple fact is we are headed, and the thing about it is, I'm stuttering here, and excuse me just a second. The thing is, it's going to be illegal to buy your own health care. That's what socialized medicine does. It's going to be illegal. People will be thrown in jail. They'll be threatened with dastardly, they'll be threatened with a gun if you walk into the with real, you know, lead poisoning in a hurry. If you walk into a doctor and you say, "Doc, look, I need to have my tonsils out, or I need to have something like that,"
and I'm willing to pay,
I'm willing to pay $1,000.
Right.
And if anybody agrees to any of that, well, no, nobody has to agree. If you make the offer, go to jail.
Yeah, you're going to jail.
You're going to jail. Number one. And if the doctor accepts, he's going to jail.
Right.
Which of course means that his $200,000, $300,000 education is down the toilet. I mean, it is the stupidest thing you can possibly imagine. It is.
It's on the fast track.
It is brain dead. No, well, I mean, it's headed. Think about it. Where has been the back? Stepping here. There's been none. It has been a steady trudging toward socialism in this country. And it's mind-boggling because one of the things that has been pointed out, and it was actually on TV, they had a Milton Friedman special. Milton Friedman Day was Monday. They had a special of all plays on the PBS, which is a very typically has Bill Moyers network, liberal type people, but they had a thing on Milton Friedman and about the free market. And they espoused and they talked about how the free market has done such a great thing. And they also talked a little bit about Adam Smith, which is interesting because what Adam Smith did in The Wealth of Nations, the one thing he did was to destroy the mercantilist system. Now, let me ask you a question. What were the two major characteristics of a mercantile system? They are that you have special monopoly grants, and two, that you have guilds. What do you have in this country? You have monopoly grants. Look at your cable company. Mm-hmm. Look at your electricity. Look at, you know, look at the monopolies that the government grants, and you cannot, or the lottery, the gambling is now they want to do the health care, the education system. It's a monopoly, and they have they have unions, which are the guilds. Mm-hmm. And like an attorney or a doctor or something like that, you have to join the guild. Real estate, you have to join the guild. I mean,
licensing
is this exact same
big
thing.
Money,
it is
money.
No, what is phenomenal to me is that it's taken 200 years, 230 years or whatever to come full circle around to something that was destroyed by Adam Smith, which everybody bows and scrapes, many people bow and scrape to Adam Smith, and they say, this is a great thing. But when you realize what he actually did, his job, the book, 900 pages of it, destroyed with mathematical precision the mercantile system, and what? We have it again today. I mean, where,
he obviously didn't do it good enough.
Obviously. I mean, it rose from the dead. I mean, you know, it's just Lazarus, for God's sakes. Right. It's just amazing.
The phoenix.
We're dead.
Yeah, we're in trouble on those in healthcare.
Let's prop up Adam Smith instead of James Brown and bring his butt around.
I'm telling you, what's amazing, of course, is that he
exhumed the body.
What is amazing, of course, he's buried in Edinburgh. And Scotland is just about socialist.
Right.
I mean, it's just astounding to me that when you realize that they're
that's one of the most... Lily on his grave.
He's spinning like a
the problem is that's how they keep Edinburgh warm, because as he's spinning, it generates so much thermal heat that they don't
even
have to.
If you fly over, your compass and your airplane just goes haywire from the EM frequencies.
When the satellite comes over and does an infrared scan, there's this huge red spot right there at the bottom of the Royal Mile.
Slowly moving to the core of the Earth.
That's right.
It's drilling down.
Well, it's like the China syndrome. You're so hot that it's just melting down to the core.
All right. He also talked about Bush in the State of the Union address. He also talked about immigration, doubling the border patrol.
Oh, boy. That's going to be put 9 of them up there, right?
Yeah.
9 instead of 3.5.
No. See, no, this is... I'm talking about mathematical doubling. Government doubling.
Government doubling.
We're going to go from 7 to 9. We're double.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Temporary worker program. He's obviously... let's see.
He's coming back on that one.
Yep.
It ain't gonna happen.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna happen. I mean, did I mention last time about the Great Southern Wall of Texas? We did, right? Which ain't gonna be built.
Right, right. And
it'd be built if you put like casinos on it, and you had the people of Texas build it. And like we said, put the paintball, Jimmy. Don't paintball.
The paintball scheme is just
you'd wall the entire United States again. Huh. You could do water paintball.
You have to
go
back and listen to that episode.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a couple. Just 3 or 4.
I tell you. Yeah, so he's going to want to give employers access to information about potential illegal people so that they can voluntarily opt not to hire them.
Yeah.
Right.
No, what they're doing is the same old thing. You get to spy on your neighbor. You get to turn your neighbor in, basically. You know, it's the same thing they do with DCF and everything like that. And of course, they're going to get to the point where if you don't turn him in, it's a crime.
Right.
Oh, no, it is the totalitarian scheme. It's
laid
great.
Out.
Laid
right.
out.
Then he talked about oil independence.
I mean, they're telling you, what's so funny about this is they're telling you they're going to do it.
Right.
And people don't believe them.
Oil independence.
Or they think it's good.
Well, that's true. Well, of course, I suppose if you're one of the rulers, you know, if you're the king.
Right.
But, of course, the other thing
Hugo.
Is...
You're the Hugo.
If you're the Hugo.
Or if you're the dirt poor and you think you're going to get something out of it.
Well, you got nothing to lose.
Right, you got nothing to lose.
Yeah,
so you're the king or the super poor and you're doing fine.
That's right.
But I mean,
and of course, what happens is, as the prince, as Machiavelli showed, you know, these kinds of things can change rather dramatically.
Right.
That's why they... You know, have food tasters and, you know, 4,000 sniper guards around the president.
Well, I'll tell you, it's going to take a hell of a rebellion to overthrow the government.
Well, then it's going to do the same thing that has happened actually in East Germany. It's going to probably crash on its own.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying. In other words, it's going to take some. I mean, I don't know. You think if somebody's up there is going to say, hey, guys, you guys just had enough, and everybody just finally vote for him and just say, hey, you know,
once you do that, of course, you know, again, that's like the Hugo thing. You know, once you vote for somebody and they take the power. Again, Lord Acton, these are laws. This is not a guess.
I'm talking about somebody who wants to say, I'm tired. I mean, I want to go back pure freedom.
Yeah,
you mean like Jimmy?
Jimmy. Like if Jimmy ran.
Well, unfortunately, I'm probably one of
Jimmy, you know,
three people that I know of that has converted to anarcho-capitalism.
Right.
You got Ron Paul up there. Maybe.
Well, Ron is still a statist. You know, and the fact is Ron's talking about smaller government. He's still talking about government.
Yeah.
When he says smaller, we're not talking about something that goes from 2.7 trillion. We're talking about something that goes from 2.7 trillion and maybe down to 2.6 trillion or something. I mean, we're still talking about a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that ain't going to happen. That's one of the things. One of the things is, as I don't know why I was listening to the Machiavelli tape the other day about the prince, and it just reminded me a little bit that once you start on something like this, you have to cut it out. You have to tear it out by the roots. I mean, that's what, of course, Reagan came in. They wanted to eliminate the Department of Education. Today, it's 2 or 3 times what it was because they didn't kill it. They didn't. He should have sent the budget over there with $0,
right?
And then just and sold it off. You have to do it very quickly. You have to excise the cancer.
None of this
very
phasing
quickly.
Out.
No, 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 no phasing out. It is cut and just cut,
right?
And done. And then it's too late for people to put it back. You know, once if you try and cut somebody's arm off very slowly, they tend to fight it to you, and they might actually keep it. But right. if you hack it off. Then it's a flesh wound.
It's a flesh wound.
All right, so he talked about oil independence, reducing our usage by 20% within 10 years.
Yeah!
No, I think it was it in 10 years or was it 2010?
Yeah, I got 10 years out of it.
Okay.
Who cares? Ain't going to happen.
Crazy. Let's see. Global climate change challenge.
Like, you know, it's amazing how we can go down there and ruin the Everglades. It took them like 50, 60 years to ruin the Everglades. So I was reading a report, for instance, there's somebody, government agency, went out and found out there's 230 or 2,300 or however many tons and tons of levees all over the United States that are in danger of busting.
Mm-hmm.
And this shows the hubris. It shows the arrogance of these people that think they can control nature. And so if they can't even control the levees around New Orleans, they, you know, it took them 50 years to destroy the Everglades, and they're trying to put it back. And they want to do something about global...
When the levee breaks.
Oh. Little Zeppelin, yeah. Okay.
In tribute to New Orleans there.
Yeah, that's right.
He talked a lot about Iraq, and I just want to touch on one thing briefly.
Yeah.
He said that the reason for the 20,000 push here was to help the Iraqi force regain control of Baghdad. My thought about
it better be a mushroom cloud. The deal is that I noticed that Gates or one of the generals just recently said, "Oh, we only need half that."
Well, here's my thought. What he's really saying is we don't even still control Baghdad.
Right.
I mean,
good
right.
point. Good
Forget
point.
About the rest of the country.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the capital we don't even control.
That's true.
Anymore.
And I guess Iran. So they're talking about Iran might have some parts in there.
No, Iran's already said they're going to send troops and set up stuff, and you know right. We're going to do business in Iraq.
Got to do some business.
We need to do some business.
Here's my thought. I realize that United States troops, we can win any war if we really want to.
That's the
We're
thing.
Not trying to win.
No, that's the thought.
We're trying to lose to the right group of people.
I don't understand it. The simple fact is that we got, you know, a million men or something like that. If we wanted to, we could stroll over there with every tank known to mankind, every piece of...
Drop McDonald's is from the sky.
Exactly. Yeah. That's right. That's right. We already talked about,
about that.
And you know, we could subdue the place, but I'm saying, why waste...
You have to keep it.
Well, that's right, but that's why I'm saying Norway's a better bet.
Right, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Jeff.
Special Advisory Council of the War on Terror he's going to set up.
Okay, another council. This is. I had something on this too. Yeah, another. Get
Love
ready to get
councils.
Ready.
Councils
yeah,
are
get
great.
Ready to get ready. Let's talk.
How
let's
do we
talk
make
about
money
it.
On
let's
making councils? Can
let's
we make a
chat.
Council?
It's
a Jimmy Doan council for stuff and get paid
yeah,
for
no,
it.
No, that's amazing.
As
I mean,
Hillary says, "Let's chat."
Yeah, let's chat.
And then he applauds
let's go
the
on
UN.
Let's have a dialogue.
He applauds the UN for stopping Iran from getting nukes.
So far,
yeah. And he talks about.
I wonder if that applause is going to be in there next year.
Shit, next month.
Yeah, whatever. Doesn't matter. Ain't going to happen. So what?
He applauds Afghanistan and NATO turning back Taliban troops mm-hmm. in Afghanistan. So I guess the Taliban's still on the offensive
yeah,
down there.
There you go. That's good. They're still on the offensive. And, of course, it's Poppy City over there also.
Right, right.
And screw the Taliban.
And big on the consequences of failure. Lots of talk. There's going to be lots of talk about it because there's a new direction, and everybody knows the other directions, but this is a new direction.
God.
You know, I didn't realize this, but it's illegal to sell rockets in some places that have, you know, radioactive warheads in them. But apparently, you can still buy them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, but those are, they're
Soviet rockets.
Yeah, but aren't they like the little, they're like the radiation.
Small, like, yeah, the little
But I mean,
small,
it's like what's on your watch
ones.
Or something.
No.
More than
these
that.
Are,
it's
yeah,
not,
yeah,
not
yeah,
a radio,
yeah,
not a
yeah.
glow-in-the-dark watch.
They're 4 feet, 7 inches long with a range of 8 miles and can, like, completely and totally, like, dirty bomb a city up. And they're loaded with 400 grams of cesium-137 and strontium-90. And they were used, actually, believe it or not, they were designed to, like, try to help scientists track clouds and stuff.
Right. That's what strontium-90, yeah, that's what that
yeah,
makes
yeah, yeah, yeah. But apparently now they're worth about $200,000 U.S., 105,500 British pounds. Yes, make your donations to Jimmy Doan. We'll make sure you get these rockets. No, somebody out there, some reporter over there went undercover to try to you know, see if it was legit. Apparently it was.
Can he buy one?
No, he backed off right before they had to start giving him the actual money.
The actual money.
The actual money. But he did get, he got to go see the rockets and all this stuff. So, you know, one of those things, if you need to get a nice
well,
rocket.
Well, of course, this brings up a point here that I pulled
think
up.
He was but what my point is that, yes, it's illegal. Yes. So what? You could still get it. And this isn't a big paycheck. I mean, 200 grand to, like, if you launch one of these suckers in downtown New York, it would be all oversville for Wall Street.
If it's just dirty bomb, that's nothing. That's
no, I know, but I'm just saying, it's like the scare is going to rocket people out of the place.
Let me put it this way. If you detonated in a wheat field in Kansas, it would do the same thing.
Right, right.
I'm serious. They would say, oh, my God, you can do it. If you can do it there, you can do it anywhere.
Goodbye, Dorothy.
Yeah, goodbye, yeah. Dorothy. That's right. Well, this, of course, brings up another thing, and that has to
Don't
do with
breathe.
The... it's funny, you could go get yourself, for $200,000, you can get your dirty bomb, whatever it is, and yet in Washington, D.C., the mayors from the largest cities have decided to crack down on illegal guns. And of course, what's the definition of an illegal gun? What I liked about...
One that's illegal.
Well, I was going to finish off the State of the Union.
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. I just, real quickly, we talked about us being the conscience of the world.
It's our being.
Our being the conscience of the world, that we have stopped Korea free of nuclear weapons. That we continue...
South Korea.
Yes, or North Korea.
No, that's not right.
Well, yeah, not right anymore.
Yeah, I think they missed the boat on that one.
It talked about we're continued to speak out for freedom in places like Belarus and Burma and Cuba.
That's right. Well, we sent it from leaflets.
Cuba.
Over.
And we're awakening the world's conscience in Darfur.
Yeah, 200,000 dead yesterday. And I went on.
Then he talked about a whole bunch of money issues like... $1.2 billion for malaria in 15 African countries.
Uh-huh.
These are all the things we're doing good.
Funding Millennium Challenge, things like that.
Challenge?
Yeah, and then there were several shout-outs to some people, to Kemba Mutombo, stuff like
what
that.
What was that song? Oh, the world is beautiful. What's that song?
You know, I think it's that song.
It kind of could be. Or it could be, we are the world.
No, I was thinking of the one is all the world is beautiful or something. But I mean, have you noticed that when they did it here, our mayor here locally came out, the state of the city,
mm-hmm.
and of course it was just roses. Just everything. We have challenges ahead, but God
the
Almighty, what we have
city
done,
in the world.
Greatest,
just,
unbelievable yeah. how good it is. It is just, it's heaven on earth. We have a couple of challenges. Keep us in office. We have some more things to do, and give us some more money.
Right.
And we'll do it.
And don't worry about the 200 homeless people down in the downtown plot.
No, we got a 10-year plan. 10-year plan.
In 10 years.
That's right.
Yeah, in 10 years, I won't have to worry about it anymore. That's what they're planning.
That's pretty much. Yeah,
10
that's
years
pretty much. Well, that's
pretty, 10 years of
pretty
rule.
Much, you have to realize they can bus, at that rate, they can bus 20 people a year out of town.
Mm-hmm.
Real quiet, like.
Real quiet. Just sneak about it. You know, hey,
it's a late night bus.
Hey, you want to ride, man?
Hey, man,
you
want to
ride?
Bus.
We're going over Palatka. Hey.
The Democratic rebuttal, the very first thing that the senator said was, there's not enough time here to rebut the president's statements, nor would it be useful. So I turned it off.
There you go. Yeah, when they tell you flat out, don't bother to listen to me.
Apparently, there wasn't going to be a rebuttal.
Okay,
so
fine.
I said, okay.
That's why God invented a remote. Okay. So anyway, well, it's just to go on, of course, we did talk a bit. What I want to talk about was the healthcare thing. And again, it's a joke to think that any of this stuff's, and nothing's going to get done anyway when you think about it for a second, because in the next 2 years, talk about lame duck. Oh God, this guy, he got no legs. I mean, he's not lame. He's not got no leg, no feet, no nothing.
No wings. On
no that. Wings, no nothing. I mean, he's like a carcass is what he is.
Throw him in the pool and call him Bob.
That's it.
This
that's
duck right. is no more.
That's right. It's late, the late duck. The late bush duck. So anyways, but I mean, all the big news, of course, is the everybody here raise their hand who is not running for president. You know, no hands go up. I mean, Huckabee, and there's about three people that you can't even begin to pronounce their names, and they're running. I mean, I'm going like, whoa, you know, how do you win? I don't know. You can
Huckabee Finn.
Well, yeah, there you go. I can remember it that way.
Mm, well, Cheney's not good. Running.
Huh?
Cheney, I don't think Dick
no, Cheney's running. Not going to run. No, this I think. Yeah, he's. I believe it. Worth the shotgun blast.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Nobody goes. If you want to, let me put it this way: you go hunting with Cheney, and you'll be running away from the blast. There you go. Hey, run for it. Dance. Okay, this is good.
I wanted to talk about, real quick, did you notice that there was a high school up in New Jersey that's going to begin alcohol testing students randomly on Monday?
As well they should,
Now, this was they said that they could detect 80 hours
afterwards.
If you went out and got blasted Friday night.
They're going to give them a urine test. These are random urine tests.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah. And, of course, you know somebody's got to be watching that.
Right.
Steal this.
So that means the coach or something is going to get
What about the chicks?
I guess the female coach is...
I'll watch.
I'm sure they're going to get a lot of volunteers.
Now, this could be...
Jimmy Dunn.
No, this happens to be quite the fetish, in case you guys are interested. I want to tell you that there's a pop-up window every once in a while that shows up here that's about that particular...
We'd like to hire you as a janitor and a screener.
Screener, yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, baby, don't take them down. Let's see what's...
Let me put it right in here. Okay, yeah. We're going to test you.
Jimmy's got 15 cameras and a website set up.
That's right.
Just in case he gets got.
What we'll do is we'll put them in all the New Jersey schools.
I just can't imagine if you were a parent that you'd want your child randomly strip searched, basically.
Well, that gets freedom. Whatever happened to
me? It's a government-run Nazi school. Come on. Yeah. It's a state-run school. What do you expect? Of course. Hello. I mean, it's just astounding. I was out in California one time, and I went to a school where my niece was teaching. Literally, except for the razor wire and the watchtowers, there was no different.
So it's just retina scan and DNA sample every time you come into the building.
And you have to go through a metal detector first.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. No.
And you still get beat up on the inside.
Well, and they were talking about here now that, you know, the new big thing in high schools is cyberbullying.
Yeah,
new big thing. You know, you get an email on your on your text message says, "I'm going to whip your ass. Give me your lunch money. Right. I'll whip your ass." I mean, on a
cyberbullying.
I mean, you know.
And so they haze you on the
websites,
huh?
And they haze you on the MySpace sites and stuff like that too.
Yeah,
I know. You get on the wrong side of those. You're just getting cyber.
And you got to PayPal them your lunch money.
Cyber attack.
Yeah, PayPal them your lunch money. Exactly. That's right. You're not getting home unless that shows.
Man, that's great.
And of course, your PayPal is a Swiss bank account.
Baby.
Yeah, that's right.
I had a real quick celebrity update.
Hey,
Brandy.
Right.
Ooh, I knew it was. You know, I just guessed out of the wild.
Is Brandy going
to the big house?
$50 million.
Chips recommended that she be prosecuted for misdemeanor vehicular homicide.
Sorry about that.
I was finding out about this. I would like to know more about this misdemeanor
murder thing.
I want to know where you can run over people and have it be a misdemeanor.
Yeah. This is the singer, right?
Yeah.
Early 20s, yeah. Something like that, right?
Babe.
Apparently there was no Brandy or other Brandy involved.
No alcohol, no drugs.
No, she had a .15, didn't she?
No, she was zero.
Oh, zero.
She just sucks at driving.
No, who had it? It was the guy from...
She's too dumb not to hire a driver or a limo.
The guy from not Lost, but one of the reality shows or something. He had a .15. They're getting ready to send him away.
Well, Paris Hilton just got hers.
Ooh.
Her what?
DUI.
Did she really?
Yep. 36 months probation. She's not making that. I can tell you right now.
All right, so Brandy, so the family.
That's 3 years. She's an old lady.
Are you talking about Nicole or Paris?
No, Paris.
Oh, I didn't read about the Paris one.
Yeah. You got a DUI.
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know, man.
I'm just pointing out, the reason I wanted to point out the driving and the DUI stuff, because it's going to happen to everybody. If you think you're safe, you're not.
No. Now, well, you can imagine now, if they've got the 3,000 license plates up there in Vancouver that they can scan, it's not going to be too long before they have the little breath tester sticking out the window and they drive past your car.
And let me tell you, this is another story that I just heard about out of local here, Orlando. A guy was having a party. Invited a bunch of his friends down, had a Sea-Doo out back. He was letting letting his friends ride around on it. One of them...
Drunk?
No.
No.
No?
Absolutely sober.
Sober, but he ran into the dock and killed somebody.
Well, what happened was he actually came, he's like 19 years old. He ran into the dock apparently at full speed, and he
Did you notice that they said full speed in the article?
Yeah, well,
and let me tell you, they have no idea how fast
he was
going.
No, they don't. But anyway, the point is he flipped. What happened was, what killed the child was he actually did a double flip out of the seat of the Sea-Doo and landed on top of the child. He did.
Oh, wow.
That's and crushed the child.
Okay.
And so that, of course, the parents of the child said, they turned out they were all best friends and everything, but the parents have said, no, we don't want to prosecute.
Right.
You know, he's gone through enough. He's 19 years old, ruined his life, bad enough, you know, but this was an accident as far as, the prosecutor said, no, sorry, we're going to
crime against the state.
Crime against the state.
And we're going to prosecute, and he's facing felony charges and may go to prison.
Why isn't that misdemeanor
years?
Flip or something?
Well, we don't have misdemeanor flip. Vehicular homicide here.
That was a triple misdemeanor flip with a half Dean and twist.
That's right. I give him a 6.5 on that.
That's
a 6.5 misdemeanor.
So that's 6.5 years.
Yes, that's right. Exactly right. That's right. We guess that. Hold and up them cards. You know,
right.
It's 6.5, 5.3,
6.5.
Just
the jury, I, you know.
That's
like right.
Yeah, that's what they ought to do is give all the jury these little two little paddles.
Right,
you know,
right.
So at the end, they don't have to go into a room or anything. Would the jury like to vote now? And they hold up these little paddles and just says, like, 6.5. Oh, we just average that out. Well, my God, he did pretty well.
Oh,
this
you
time.
Add him up.
He it looks like he got a 5.9. Oh,
yeah,
and the judge.
5 and a 6 and a 6 and a 5. That's 35 years.
That's right. The jury. Look at that. The jury from the other side of tracks, they gave him a 9. But, oh, that guy over there gave him a. So, yeah, they could analyze that.
So my point is just that driving has become very deadly. And if you make the wrong turn and you hit somebody.
I'm telling you, I want to. The deal about
run
the.
For your life.
Yes, sir, the beauty of the Jimmy Doan retreat is that there won't be need to be any driving except maybe a golf cart.
Yeah.
You walk down to the water, jump in,
this
scuba
is
dive.
This is
but
is
you
where
still got Sea-Doos.
Jimmy Doan's
no,
Island?
No. Well,
Jimmy
that's
Island?
Right, but there's no docks.
Right.
Except, well, there's the pier, of course, for the yacht.
Right.
But other than that, there's nothing.
Yeah, you can still whack a server pretty good, but man, they won't find them down there.
Look, let me tell you something.
If you hit somebody, let me give you some advice here from the islands. If you hit somebody and you're on vacation in, like, you know, Cozumel or wherever, just grab their little frickin' bathing suit and drag them out way out.
Oh, see, dude. Not drag them out of the ocean. You mean drag them out.
Out.
I see.
Right. And let them float away.
That's right. Look, I would tow them out to Finn territory.
That's right, exactly.
That's it. Okay.
If you have a knife, go ahead and give them a little slice.
That's right.
Track some. Some of the big boys, God. You know.
So
what else you got?
They're knocking on the door right now.
That's it.
All right, we got anything else? Are we kicking into Crazy Frog light notes or what?
What do we got? The only thing I had that I actually wanted to talk about was the.
There's like 10 things on this list.
We got through some bunch of them. Yeah. I mean, I had frat brothers get prison for paddling pledge.
We got to save all this good stuff for next.
You know, then they have in Seattle, the Starbucks has started having Sexpresso, which is, you know, they're. And Exxon's profits.
Which I did like, but I'm just shocked that, you know, California is just tearing itself apart.
Oh.
They're trying to make everything illegal, and then at the same time, they're trying to, like, legalize everything. And it's like,
they're schizo. You're totally.
Yeah,
well, anybody will tell you that California should have been two states anyway.
Right.
No, anybody will tell you that. North and South, they're totally different.
Or three. But,
well, anyway, mayors, what I wanted to talk about was the mayor's crackdown on illegal drugs. This was a meeting, illegal guns, excuse me. They had a meeting in New York, a bunch of mayors, and the mayors unveiled new poll results. This is what gets me. Everybody lives by the poll. Poll results showing that most Americans support stricter gun laws, which I'm going to digress just for 1 second. When they had the Milton Friedman thing, they were talking about Hong Kong as the freest, they made tons of money, and the per capita income was way up and so forth. And when one of the reasons they did it is the Brits were, somebody said, why don't we collect some economic statistics? And the Brits who were running Hong Kong at the time said, no, because if we collect statistics, you know, next thing you know, we'll start making policy based on those statistics. So we're not going to collect any of them. And that made sense. It's the first time I heard that, and that made sense to me. So anyway, here we are. Poll results. Members of the Mayors Against Illegal Guns. Now, I wonder what their take is on things. Insisted that they respected the Second Amendment right to bear arms. Yeah, right. Mr. Bloomberg said he was not trying to curb existing gun rights. Right. The ideological nonsense that... And we've just had to move past it, he said. Respecting the rights of gun owners while cracking down on illegal guns are completely compatible goals, and we are committed to both. Bullshit. So, that's what I just said. The survey found, then they had another survey found that 56% of respondents, this is the last sentence. Here's the last, as we said before, very often the last sentence is critical.
Always the meat.
The meat. The survey found that 56% of the respondents said that they favored stricter gun laws. Bullshit. The thing is, that 50, you don't know anything about the survey, you don't know anything about the methodology, you ask yourself, Who did the story? I mean, this is obviously, when you look at the...
It's a hit piece.
It's a hit piece, pure and simple. Mayor, now, let me tell you what the deal is. It doesn't matter. The first thing that a government does is to take away the citizens' guns. And the reason they do it is they're afraid that when the sheriff shows up to grab your crap, that you're going to shoot him. But if you don't have a gun, they can do it with impunity. The first thing, this is like Karl Marx 101. What you do is you get the citizens unarmed, and under any pretext you can, and then you
do
just...
Do whatever you want.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. That's right. And the only people you have to worry about are the people that are illegal, and you can shoot them.
Legally.
That's it. Okay, I'm done with that. Anything?
All right.
Did we talk about the fighting to protect copyright orphans?
No, I didn't. That was one of Councilor Curtis's big deal. I thought that was that particular article. They brought up the Disney thing, that, you know, the Disney Mickey Mouse copyright has been extended for, you know, 110 years or something like that. And that was obviously a, I mean, who knows what it was. I mean, Congress has the right to do that. But what happened was they caught in the tuna net, they've caught a bunch of dolphins or vice versa. The point is that a lot of stuff that should have expired.
Right.
The copyrights have been extended. There's no family left. There's nobody's collected any money, but you still can't do it. You might get arrested because it's still under copyright. And they're not Disney. They're, you know, Joe Schmo that had something. And they want what the Google and these other people want to do is to scan these books in for, and various manuscripts for posterity, but they can't do it until the copyright runs out. Well, of course, the copyright law has been changed so dramatically now, it's 56 or 75 years or whatever it is. And
75
here's,
plus 75.
Right. So the point is that here's something that is so obscure you can't believe it, published in 1920, and you can't scan it in. There's like one known copy of the book left, and yet because of the copyright laws, you can't scan it in.
Copyright laws are the dumbest thing out there. I mean, if they are so dumb... They are still...
Well, anyway, so the courts have said...
How dumb are they?
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Well, the point is that the courts, and I think this was not Supreme Court yet, but even so, it doesn't matter. The appeals courts, the federal appeals courts, when people have come in and said, look, this makes no sense at all, tried to get the legislative stuff from Congress overturned on this copyright. And, of course, the courts are saying, no, it's
They're perfect. So far out there on the copyright issue. I mean, they are so far out there... The Starship Enterprise could not bring the Q could not get them back to
the Q.
That's right. No, it's in another dimension. You're right. I mean, so what's you know what's of course I'd love to be here. Maybe I will be, but I'd love to be here. In the year, you know, 2075 or whatever the Disney thing comes up for renewal again. What's they're going to extend it again? Don't
oh
you?
Yeah, absolutely.
It'll be the robot nanobot attorneys for Disney working against the robot nanobot people.
Well, the nice
have been
thing,
extinct for 20 years.
Well, that may be, but the one nice thing about the robot nanobot government attorneys is that they'll be clunking around like some kind of, they'll be so inefficient it won't matter.
I don't know.
No, I do.
Well, the only thing I can think of, the only saving grace for the copyright thing is that the entire system may explode here when all the third world comes online. That is, China downloads and copies everything.
Right.
They're going to have to give up. The farm. They're going to have to give up. They're going to have to say,
This is exactly. No, you're right. You've hit on a good point. And this is the same thing I've talked about as far as the illegal aliens are concerned. I mean, you got somewhere between whatever number you want to pick, 10, 12, 15, 20 million. They're here. Okay. Good luck. You ain't going to fix it by shipping them out, building a wall, you know, this other stuff. It's not going to work that way. This is a classic case. Exactly. Deal the card, play the cards, hand your dealt, whatever. Excuse me. Mumble jumble. It's late.
You've just finished listening to part 2 of the February 1st, 2007 Jimmy Doan podcast. Stay tuned for part 3.